The studio, I have Biddy Balducci. She's the Energy Education and Public Outreach Coordinator for Sitka Conservation Society. Also have joining me Chris Bruton. He's the Utility Director for the City of Sitka. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks.
Good morning.
And we are going to talk a little bit about a summary of the energy situation in Sitka. And Biddy, this is a very passionate, very close project to you because you've been working on this for how long?
A year as of like 3 days from now. So.
Oh my goodness! And this is sort of your final wrap up. You're leaving town again soon?
Yep, I'm leaving on June 3rd, and I've, as you said, been working on this project the whole time. And so this is my last morning interview, and for those of you who have been listening to Arabian Radio frequently, you've heard me on over 10 morning interviews talking about the hydroelectric situation, the shortage over the last year. And I've come on here with topics such as energy audits and home weatherization, green careers, and everywhere in between. And today I invited Chris Bruton here with me to have one final morning interview to show you kind of a wrap up of the energy situation that we've experienced this year. So just a little background, most of you guys already know this, but Sitka experienced below average lake levels in 2011. Now the shortage was brought on by two main things. First of all, low precipitation, and the second reason is increased use of hydroelectricity. I know it might not seem like we had less than average rain this past spring and summer, because even a dry time in Sitka is pretty wet compared to most places, but that did have a big effect on our hydroelectric supply. Now, the second factor that contributed to the shortage was the increased use of hydroelectricity. Our electricity is among the least expensive in the state by far, and it makes it financially appealing to switch from fossil fuels or diesel, gasoline like that, to our hydroelectricity. And the combination of the low precipitation and the increased use of electricity really made our lake levels go down. On top of that, The lower the lake levels, the less energy we get from each gallon that comes through the dams. So these two factors really compounded on one another. As a result of this situation, the city was forced to use 162,000 gallons of diesel fuel to supplement the town's hydroelectric needs through the fall and early winter. So as most of you guys might have noticed on your utility bill, you've seen a lovely little diesel surcharge tacked on in addition to your average consumption. And this was put in place in order to recover the costs that the city had to front to buy the diesel fuel to avoid those lovely rolling blackouts.
Which didn't happen this year.
Which didn't happen. So, hey, we did something right.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe one of those reasons is because we had that light system.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were able to easily get informed about what our current status was from that light that you guys may have seen at the recycling center. It's just a simple stoplight, and it shows where our electric supply is. And so green means pretty much go. Mm-hmm. Yellow is use caution when using electric heat because we still might have to use some diesel fuel. And red, which is what the system was on virtually the entire time I've been here, actually, is we're really low on hydroelectricity, and you're encouraged to switch from electric heating.
Right. Chris, are you in charge of the traffic light?
Actually, that's my generation manager, Andy Egg, and he does a masterful job of looking into the future and telling us how much rain we're going to get and what the lake levels are going to be. So he made some good decisions this past year. We ran, in my mind, the minimum amount of diesel we had to get our lakes where they would stabilize and fill this year. So we were starting to see some positive movement in the lakes. We recently changed from red to yellow, and effective yesterday, we've moved to green. We think we're above the rural curve and looking pretty good for this fall. So we have switched most of the signs around. There's one more I've got to change today, but we are officially in green status. However, I do encourage conservation and wise use of our hydro. As you know, we still have our diesel surcharges in effect. Mm-hmm. We're covering costs from running the diesels earlier this year. As a brief summary of that, we've expended a little over $1 million in fuel costs for that. We've recovered about $800,000 of that. So we have about $160,000 of revenue to recover. Once that's recovered, then our fuel surcharge will go to zero, and hopefully we'll keep it there until the Blue Lake expansion is completed. So appreciate everyone's awareness, and we hate doing a surcharge, but we got to recover the cost. So it's one of those things, if we can serve, we can avoid paying that, because that's money that's left the community, and we'll never, ever recover that. So it's mm-hmm. it's not a good situation.
And there's not a lot of, I mean, you don't have a very big department.
No, we have 26 wonderful, brilliant, talented folks.
And speaking of small departments, the Blue Lake Dam expansion is going to need a few more employees.
We are going to staff up a little bit. Last night, the assembly showed great support and foresight for this project, and allowed us to ramp up some staffing. It's going to be a good thing for the city. We're building some internal talent that will be contributing to the city for years and years and years to come. So I'm really happy that we're getting that kind of support. Also, we are in the bid phase for the construction. We're actually moving towards construction, finally. So today's our pre-bid meeting. We have about 60 contractors and subcontractors in town looking at the site, going over the bid specifications, and our staff is briefing these folks and getting them up to speed, so they'll give us a really good bid package, and we're hoping the prices come in below what we estimate, so that would be good news for everybody. So
indeed,
we're moving forward.
So with the expansion, what's the timeline? Okay, so we hire folks to come in and build. What's the timeline to actually have them physically come here and start the project to the ending?
Good question. The bid opening date is July 17th. That's an epic day for us. We'll be able to look at the bids and see what they are. It's going to take us a couple of months to evaluate this, because the level of detail in this bid is astounding. It's like 1,000 pages of text, maybe another 1,000 drawings and technical specs, so it's a huge document. So we expect to have bid opening July, and then we'll award the contract in November 1st is our goal.
Okay.
And then we'll, at that point, the selected contractor will start mobilization, and we'll get into full-blown construction around the first of the year, 2013.
That's very exciting.
Yes. There is one other issue. We still don't have our FERC license in hand, so we're waiting patiently for FERC to issue us our amendment. We can't do any construction activities until we have that license, and then there are several steps we have to go through before we could actually do construction. There's a whole laundry list of plans and safety issues we have to have in place before we can actually begin. So,
is FERC an acronym?
Yes, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
Okay.
They're the ones that issue our hydro license for all regulated projects.
Fantastic. Is there, Chris had mentioned that we still need to conserve energy. Is there a program other than the traffic light system to let us know ways, you know, rather than just turning down my heat?
Definitely. So, of course, there's some statewide programs that I would encourage people to get in contact with and get familiarized with, like the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Mm-hmm. But an amazing project that the City and Borough of Sitka and the Sitka Conservation Society have made happen is the Energy Star Rebate Program. And this is kind of awesome to see it kind of come about, because we had talked about it last summer. And on February 24th, that dream became a reality, because the city was able to fund this program with $100,000 to give electric users the opportunity to upgrade to an Energy Star rated appliance. So these are actually really generous rebates. They range from $165 to $1,500, and they will cover Energy Star appliances for five different things, which are freezers, washing machines, refrigerators, heat pump hot water heaters, and air or ground source heat pumps. So any electric user is encouraged to apply to these, and we've actually had an incredible response to the program, and it's really great to see. In the under 3 months that it's been open, we've had 47 participants, and that was as of last week and a half, so there could have been more in that meantime. And we've had all ranges of appliances that have been applied for the rebates. We've had 6 heat pumps, which is huge, because heat pumps will save an average of 6,000 kilowatts for each home annually. And so as of right now, only 3 months into the program, we've removed 50,000 kilowatts from our electric grid. And so that's really awesome to see. And we only expect that number to keep increasing, because we still have roughly 75% of that funding available. So we really think that it's going to just only blossom. And for all of you guys that heard me mention, you know, freezers, refrigerators, washing machines, or heat pump hot water heaters, I suggest that you fill out your application and complete that process as soon as you can, because although we have 75% of that money left, we started the program with $70,000 allocated towards air ground source heat pumps, and then the rest goes to the other four appliances. So we only have about $20,000 left in the fund for everything but heat pumps. So if one of those appliances strikes your attention, I encourage action.
And how should people contact you or SCS to apply?
Well, you do not go through SCS. Okay. The Sitka Conservation Society was in charge of kind of developing and getting it rolling. Mm-hmm. But you can find the applications. They're really simple. They're about one page on the City and Borough of Sitka website under the Electric Department page. And if you don't have the internet or you just prefer to come in and ask all the questions you want, you can go to the Jarvis Street location with the Electric Department. Also, there's a little tab with frequently asked questions on the Electric Department page, too, that can give you a pretty solid base of what you're expected.
So lots of different ways of getting good information.
Oh, yeah, there's so many ways.
And I appreciate the two of you coming in this morning to give us this energy situation. Good news on the summary.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my guests, Biddy Balducci and Chris Bruton, for joining me. Thank you.
Thanks.